following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Joe, you look across the state and you see the Pittsburgh Steelers get to the Super Bowl multiple times, and people say, "Why can't the Eagles do that? What do they do that the Eagles don't do?"
Yeah, you know, I don't know the answer to the question. There's a lot of similarities in the way we build our teams through the draft, re-signing our own players, focus on the lines, defensively pressuring the quarterback. There are a lot of similarities. And at the same time, you know, I know that the Super Bowl is the ultimate measurement, and we've been to five championship games in the last 11 years. You know, they haven't. We've been in the playoffs all three last years. They haven't. So I don't look at them and say they're really smart, they're really good, and we're not.
Oh, well, now things make a lot more sense. Dude, I think Fox News is running the Philadelphia Eagles front office PR department.
That's Joe Banner.
Joe Banner, completely rewriting reality there just for the benefit of everybody in Philadelphia so they don't keep jumping off the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Well, I mean, basically he's saying, yeah, we know they're world champs, but we're still the best team.
I know.
And that seems to be the mentality of Eagles fans all the time. Now I understand.
Let me show you our trophy case. Here you see we've got our participation medal. We're very proud of that. Here you see quite a few NFC East division titles. We're very proud of those. They seem to be our pinnacle. Here's one NFC championship trophy way down there. See that?
Look, we've been off for what, 2 months?
2 months, man.
So, I mean, what did you expect? Did you expect us to come back all of a sudden and be nice to Philadelphia, really?
Philly would not know what to do if we were nice to them. They knew we were, I swear, man, somebody sent me that audio and said, you've got to get Philly on this. And I think they were from Philly.
Oh, is that right?
It's like they take that flail and hit themselves in the back. Psh, it's the off season, please. heap all kinds of problems on me. Psh, abuse me. Psh.
Well, I'm Tom, he's John, and it is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 178. It is good to be back.
Hey, it's the pre-draft current strike special, or the lockout special, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know,
everybody,
we're about to have a draft. We're about to have this draft. Players can go and visit teams and talk to them and everything. Guys are organizing workouts. What exactly is the lockout doing again?
So far, nothing really, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I am of the belief that it will be resolved this week.
Really?
Before the draft.
Really?
I believe so. Dude, I think that there is a major player that has not yet made their voice known, and it is big frickin' Mickey Mouse. And he's going to go, hey, we paid a lot of money to broadcast this for 4 frickin' days, boys! You better get your shit together, and we're going to have a draft.
Well, they're going to have a draft regardless, and I thought that the mediation was put on break until, like, May 16th.
Dude, are you going to go hang out in a bar and watch Chris Berman and frickin' Mel Kiper and Barney Rubble for 4 days waiting for the commissioner to come and talk while they do nothing else? There's nobody else there. There's no green room. They're going to show an empty table. This is where Ryan Mallett would be sitting if he were here today. Over there, you could see Cam Newton's fallen downward down at pick 11. Over there, he would probably be looking very nervous if he was here today. You know, who's watching that? No, Mickey Mouse is going to come in and put his big white foot down.
You know, you guys, man, you friggin' rich, greedy bastards, get something done. I don't care what it is. Just make sure. I don't want to have games missed. I'm hearing, well, the season might be delayed. It might only be a 12-game season. And, you know, of course, this is nothing but the media out there just speculating, just throwing crap out. And just get it done, you know, and we need to know in advance because we have to plan for fantasy football.
That's right.
I got to thinking about that the other day, and I'm like, you know, they can't just pop up on Labor Day and go, okay, we figured it out. We're going to start the season in 2 weeks. We got to get ready for fantasy football.
If you owned a bar, you'd love that because every fantasy football league in the entire town would be calling you. Oh, dude, I need the bar 10 o'clock Saturday night. You know, I need it on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock. Come on, you'd be open 48 straight hours running another drafts through there.
I heard the tight end for the Vikings with the
Klein Saucer. No,
no, no, no,
no, no. He's long gone.
Yeah, that was the guy likes to show his penis on camera.
We've been gone so long, I forgot who the hell he is. He was the one that was the inside source for all the information that was Brett Favre.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's Vasanti Schianco.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. He's upset because he said, well, we have got to have a veteran quarterback in here because we're not going to have many camps and we don't know how much training camp we're going to have. And we can't be dealing with a rookie quarterback not having time to get used to the team and learn everything, you know?
Yeah, man, and I really would like to see this done because draft day is coming. I would like to see a couple of trades made, including a quarterback that the Redskins have that honestly doesn't like training camp, doesn't like mini camps, doesn't perform very well in them at all. So he's perfect for Vasanti Schianco. And I think Vasanti Schianco is probably also angry that we didn't remember his name.
Randy Moss wants to be a Cowboy.
Well, of course he wants to be a Cowboy. There's money down there. Everybody wants to go retire in Dallas. Lots of hookers, you know. You get to ride in the helicopter.
Well, anyway, part of this whole lockout mess and this mediation, you know, you got these players that are suing the league, led by Tom Brady, of course, and Peyton Manning. And I just wondered if Tom Brady's going to get up in court and cry, you know.
He might, Tom. I mean, you know, if his parents called him up and said, Tom, we really don't want to miss any football on Sunday.
Right.
Then he might break down.
Well, he did this hour-long documentary called The Brady Six.
Because the Brady Bunch was taken,
on
dude.
ESPN. Are those all his illegitimate kids? Or
yeah, I guess. I don't know. The 30-30s, those are good shows, though. He's only got one illegitimate kid.
Yeah, that's right.
That I know of.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that we know of. That he knows of. Anyway.
Antonio Cromartie.
He was talking about what it was like to be drafted in the sixth round, which was back in the year 2000. Here's that.
I remember taking a walk with my dad and mom around the block. It was just a tough day, you know. I just remember being there with my mom and dad. Sorry about that. You know, they just were so supportive of me. And they take it as emotional as I do. You know, finally when the Patriots called, I was so excited, you know. I was like,
I was
don't have to be an insurance salesman, you know.
I don't have to be an insurance salesman. I was just so excited.
I was walking in the neighborhood. My parents wondering why I don't have any friends that I can hang out with on draft day. Why am I walking around with my mom and my dad? I'm 23 years old, for God's sake. Where's my girlfriend? Oh, God. This is so, I thought I was going to get drafted in the first round and finally get some sex. And it didn't happen. I'm walking around with my mom and my dad. Jeez. And they were so supportive. They were like, don't worry, Tom. Somebody will pick you and you'll be a big hero and you'll get to bang supermodels and make babies with people that aren't going to be your wife and will be grandparents even though nobody will ever pay attention to it. And I thought, that's just beautiful. God. It made me want to grow my hair long. Jesus Christ. You know, I had such respect for my father that I married a woman that looks just like him.
What a whining bastard.
Yeah, you also didn't expect love for the Patriots, did you?
And then when the Patriots drafted me, I was so excited because I knew that they cheated and I figured that would help me win Super Bowls and become a superstar.
All right, so there we go. Eagles, check. Patriots, check. We'll get to Brett Favre. We'll get to Dez Bryant. First we need to talk to some owners because
what did you tell me?
What?
The schedule came out. The schedule came out. And what was the first thing you said to me when I said, ooh, Jets Cowboys on opening night?
Oh, the Sunday night opener. I mean, how about the NFL? I mean, you talk about drama. They're going to give you, on the first Sunday night game of the year, they're giving you a Super Bowl preview. I mean, you know.
Get the hell out of here.
What?
You know what? Rex Ryan already has tacked up posters of Tony Romo. You know, you don't want to play the Jets first. You're the sacrificial lamb. All that energy that they have, all of that emotion that they have is there in week one. Week 17, not so much.
We're going to beat the fuck out of you.
No, no.
You're just lucky there's a lockout, so I can't come around and hang out here and tell these guys that. You are so lucky. You know, he's probably calling up every one of his players and leaving that as a message every night.
And he's probably calling them up in what?
He's leaving that as a message every night on their machines.
Oh, come on. I've got a copy of the message he's leaving to all of them. This is what he said.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
Right.
That's his ringtone.
That's his ringtone.
Oh, excuse me. I have to take this. Pardon me. Seems to be my cell phone is going off. My cellular phone, I say.
All right, check. That's Rex Ryan jokes. Let's see. Who's next? Do we do Gork? Gork do joke. There we go. And that's done.
Anyway. Right. So, yeah, you know, there you go. But I told you that right after the Super Bowl, that was next year's Super Bowl.
Well, you said that to me every year after the Super Bowl. Dude, next year, Cowboys Super Bowl. It's Cowboys versus X.
No, that's not true.
No, I know that's not true, but it's been true for like three of the last 4 years.
No. I didn't pick the Cowboys last year.
No, you picked them the year before that.
I did not.
Didn't you pick them last year? Didn't you say if I can't pick them this year, I can't ever pick them?
No, that was after they went 13-3.
So that was 2 years ago.
That would have been
2 years ago.
2008 season. I picked them going into 2008.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I picked the Redskins to go to playoffs. So we'll just ignore that altogether.
Right.
Moving on.
Who are you to talk? You pick the fucking Redskins to go to the playoffs every year. Every friggin' year. Well, look out. Look out. This is the year, yeah. Watch out for the Redskins.
I'm going to rest on my laurels. I've been right on the Super Bowl the last 2 years.
Yes. Yeah, you finally took it and backed up a year. You know, because it was always you were picking 1 year too far in advance.
Right, right.
And so I did the same thing.
Clairvoyant.
And, you know, while last year everybody was jumping on that, you know, sexy Cowboys playing the Super Bowl at home thing, I didn't. I picked the Packers, as you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I avoided that because I knew it would be the following year. But now I picked the Jets last year. The Jets to play the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah, I picked the Ravens.
Right. And the Jets got within a game. So I was a year early on them. So it's perfect. It makes perfect sense to me now that it's going to be the Jets and the Cowboys.
Hey, man, all of this reasoning sounds great to me, Jimmy the Greek. You know, all I know is come opening Sunday night, I would not like to be Tony Romo, nor would I like to be Dez Bryant running down the field with his pants around his ankles, looking great with his unpaid jewelry.
They better not hurt him, damn it. They better not
hurt
him.
Bart Scott takes his ass out. Now pay your rent, motherfucker.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah, Rex, whatever.
Oh, shit.
All right,
oh, hey, man, by the way, congratulations on Ohio State's choke in the NCAA championship and on Jim Tressel's suspension next year for the first time.
Look, it's a friggin' disaster over at Ohio State right now, and that's just not even any fun to talk about.
Oh, you think they need him to play Akron and Toledo, you know, your usual first 2 weeks there?
No, it's five games.
Yeah, but they're only going to make him sit too, right?
No, he put a self-imposed suspension of five games on.
Yeah, well, what an honorable fellow. I guess that comes with the sweater vest.
Yeah, well, that's because he didn't want the NCAA to do it. That's what that's all about. Yeah.
No sanctions against the school. That's right. Take note, Pete Carroll. That's what a man does.
Yeah. Anyway, we need to call some of these owners about the lockout.
Okay.
I just get some feedback from some of them, see where their heads are at, what's going on. Let's get Al Davis out of the way because it's probably getting close to his bedtime. We better get him done. See if we can get a hold of Al Davis.
Salutations. Hello.
Al Davis, John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Hello? Can you please speak a little louder into your mouthpiece?
Al Davis, this is John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Yes, this is Al Davis speaking.
Yes, Al, we were calling about the lockout and the problems with the deal and the NFL, and are we going to have football? What's going on?
Oh, yes, football. I like football very much. I am the managing general partner of the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, Al, what? Yeah, but there's no bargaining agreement. Are we going to have football in the fall? Are they going to play? What's going on?
Oh, I imagine that they will play. To be quite honest with you, I never expect to live out whatever month I'm in. So I haven't looked forward to the summer even. You know, I wouldn't even know about going to the beach this year, much less what's going to happen in the fall, other than the fact that the silver and black are back and we are going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, so you're going to play football. Wow.
Yes.
What about the draft?
The draft? I don't like it. It makes my legs very cold, so sometimes I have to sit with a blanket.
This is pointless. Okay, Al, hey, you take care of yourself. Good.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Al.
That's very good. Very nice of you to call. You all have a very nice afternoon.
Well, John, that was worthless. Why
did
we call him?
I don't know. He still thinks this is a marvel of technology, you know, the phone. He's got one of those two-piece phones.
Yeah, right. Speak into your mouthpiece, please. Let's call Robbie Kraft up there in New England. Hopefully Robert Kraft can help us out here.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Robert Kraft.
Yes, speaking is Robert Kraft. Hello, Mr. Gillette. I was big on the razor blades, you know, Patriots, Super Bowl, stuff like that.
Mr. Kraft, this is John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, hey, who the hell are you? Hello.
Well, I'm starting to understand why nothing's getting done. We're calling about the collective bargaining agreement, or the lack thereof, and we want to know what's going on. Are we going to have football this fall?
Damn right we're going to have football this fall. I'll tell you something, buddy boy. If they don't want to come in here and play football, then we'll find somebody that will, you know. We'll get some scabs in here. We'll get some replacements.
We want the real guys. Patriots fans want Tom Brady. Tom Brady is suing you. What do you think about that? This is your golden boy, Tom Brady. You know, hey, he's suing you.
Well, he can sue me. He can sue all he wants, you whiny little bitch boy. The bitch boy. Let me tell you something. We can put anybody out of that field and hang some mop hair on the back of his helmet and put him in number 12. Tell those idiots up on the stand, that's Tom Brady. I made that boy. I made him what he is.
Did you put the skirt on him?
Did I put a skirt on it? No, I drafted him if he had a skirt. Yeah, everybody see that picture of him when he was at the combine without his shirt on? He was a fat little pudge. Doughboy.
Did you hear him crying about the draft?
Oh, Jesus. He's lucky that this is Boston, you know. We're very liberal up here, you know. And that's why we can take a little pansy like that playing quarterback for us. You know, he ain't going to get away with that in Pittsburgh, let me tell you. Not Pittsburgh. And you're the quarterback of the Steelers. You gotta either be a stupid idiot or a rapist. That's why they respect you down there, buddy boy.
All right, this is worse now, Davis. Okay, Mr. Kraft. Well, thank you. We're gonna let you go. Just wanted to find out what was going on
Can you play football? You ever play football?
I did years ago. Yes.
Yeah, bro, don't do it again. You give me a call, buddy. You sound big.
All right, Mr. Kraft. You have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
How? What time is it out there? Like 3 o'clock?
No, it's evening in Boston. But he probably started at 3 o'clock.
Anytime is tea time.
Let's talk to some guys who are all about money, and we know
okay.
that we can. Okay. Let's call Dan Snyder in Washington.
Oh, this is a first.
Yeah. Have we never called him?
The phone. No, I don't think we've ever talked to him. He doesn't ever answer the phone. He won't talk to anybody.
I thought we called him once. Maybe not.
Hello?
Dan Snyder.
Yeah, that's Mr. Snyder, please.
Mr. Snyder, I'm sorry. This is John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Uh-huh.
And we...
Time is money, boys. Hurry it up.
Well, we tried to speak with Al Davis and Robert Kraft about the, you know, trying to get this collective bargaining agreement done. We didn't get very far with them. And we know you're an intelligent man and you're all about the business, and we hope maybe you could help us. Are we going to have football this fall?
I have no idea if we're going to have football. I'm too busy right now trying to figure out ways to charge fans for not coming to games. But I appreciate you giving me a call.
Well, damn, Tom. The man's abrupt. I hope I don't get a bill for not going to games.
I'd rather talk to Robert Kraft. Jesus.
I think I would, too. At least we could have some partying
with
him.
Look.
All right.
He never lets us down. Let's call Jerry, please. We gotta
call our buddy.
Jerry. Yeah, let's just get Jerry on the phone. Jerry will explain this. I know it.
Hello?
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, God dang, how y'all boys doing?
Man, it's been a while.
It's been certainly a while. I'm telling you what, we're sitting down here in the war room getting ready for everything that's the draft come next week.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Listen, we've talked to Al Davis, Robert Kraft, Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
It's like talking to the wall with these guys, trying to get information about where the collective bargaining agreement deal's going and if we're going to have football this fall.
Well, I tell you what, you know what's fun? You call Robert Kraft up sometimes and just pretend you're somebody else for a couple seconds. Just ask him questions about anything. It's hilarious. Sometimes we record it. Me and Garrett sit around here laughing like hell.
Hey, can you send me some of those recordings?
hey, you know, I could if I get permission from him, but you know how hard it is to get him to sign anything? Yeah. Holy crap.
Right.
Well, now, what can I do for you boys? I know we ain't got no football right now, because...
But what's going on? I saw it was... They made a big deal out of it in the news, because everything you do is a big deal, Jerry, but they made a big deal out of the fact that you showed up to the mediation. It was the first time you'd been there up in Minnesota, so I thought, all right, Jerry's there. Jerry's going to get something done.
That's right. I went up there to kick some ass, Tom.
Yep.
I went up there to tell you guys, look, you ain't getting no more goddamn money. You're going to play two more games, and I'm going to get my solid platinum filters for my jacuzzi. Is that clear? Is that clear? And, you know, that Peyton Manning feller, he just sat up there with his big goddamn water head and looked at me all funny and whatnot.
That's important for your jacuzzi.
You know, listen, I've got sensitive skin, Tom. You put any other kind of precious metal in that pool, and it just doesn't work right. You know, I had the bottom of it coated with gold one time, and it gave my feet the worst rash. It really did.
All right. Well, so what's the big? That's just it, isn't it? It's about money. It's just about
pretty much
who wants more and who's going to be the one to give it up.
Pretty much. Now, the way I look at it is like this. Now, Tom, I'm a regular Joe, just like you, right? I'm a working stiff. Okay. I mean, granted, I might have a few extra billion in the bank than most everybody.
Right.
But for the most part, you know, I look at my bills every month just like you do.
Uh huh.
You know. And I sometimes I pay the minimum on my credit card, but you know, but the fact of the matter is I've got needs, and these football players, they are here to fulfill my needs. Is that understood? I mean, they sign contracts, and part of what their contracts is that they don't walk around the goddamn mall with their pants hanging off, and they pay for their goddamn jewelry, and they don't embarrass me when I draft them in the first round.
Ah, Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I'm changing the subject. I've had enough of that young man. Garrett's had enough of that young man. That Wade let him walk all over him.
Well,
we shouldn't have picked him in the first place. I should have listened to Deion Sanders.
I read that Garrett said everything was fine with Dez Bryant.
I told Garrett to say that, God dang. One good thing about Garrett. You know, the thing about Wade is when you sat Wade on your lap and stuck your hand up his ass to make him talk, he was heavy. You know, and sometimes he would hurt my knee. But Garrett, he's real light and small.
Damn it, you've got to be shitting me.
Right there. There you go. Now, you see, that was a time that I had gone to the restroom. I walk away for a minute, we get a fumble, and Wade's down there cussing and hollering. Now, Garrett, on the other hand, Garrett, he's good, man. He's real good. When I say jump, he says, how high?
Well, so what's up with this Dez Bryant character?
You know, he's a young boy who don't seem to be wanting to grow up. That's all it really is right now. It's just a matter of him trying to grow. He wants to be one of these young thugs. You know, he thinks it's cool. He, He thinks he's a rapper. He calls himself MC Stupid or something like that. I don't know.
MC Stupid.
He ain't got no goddamn brains. I mean, what the hell you got going walk around with big giant jewelry all over you with your pants hanging down in the mall like you're some kind of thug? I mean, goddamn. He says he tries to impress Michael Irvin. He says I got to live up to the number. Maybe I should have given him number 8. Then he'd be out blowing guys.
All right.
All right. I didn't really say that. And if I did say that, then Skip Bayless can't hear it, because then I'd have to let him back in.
All right. Well, Jerry, get something done, please.
I'm trying. Really, I am, Tom. I'm trying. I'm telling these boys what the rules is. I'm laying it down, and I'm going to bat for the fans. I really am. I mean, wouldn't you Cowboy fans like to know that when Jerry Jones is down there on the sidelines pulling the strings of his latest puppet coach, that he's got the nicest, softest skin that possibly can be bought by money? I mean, you know, my jacuzzi is filled with mineral water straight from Indonesia. I have it trucked in every day, flown straight in.
Indonesia?
Absolutely. And you know how that stuff reacts with solid gold? Not well. You need platinum filters.
Oh, man.
There's too many nitrates in that water, you know.
All right.
Bad on my ball sack.
Well, hey, do me a favor. Get us a safety. We need a good safety.
I'm going to try.
And we'll see you taking on the New York Jets.
It's kind of hard for me, though, Tom. I'm telling you, because there's not going to be anybody at the draft. I can't go walking around the green room like I like to do.
Right.
You know, I like to walk through the green room, take a look at their muscles, look at their teeth and whatnot, you know, but not this year.
All right. Well, get us a safety, and I see you're going to play the Jets on the season opener on Sunday night and then again in the Super Bowl.
That's right. Hey, you know what? Them Jets is a tough team. They subscribe to that Joe Banner this physio or psychology there that says that they're more successful than the Patriots because they win the division sometimes. Stupid Philadelphia. All right. I'll tell you what. I got to get my helicopters getting ready to take off. I'm going to go look at some Lear Jets and see if any of these Mexican hookers like it.
All right, Jerry. Take care, buddy.
All right. Hey, Consuela, what's your favorite color?
There he goes, John.
Man. Well, it's always a party with him, I got to say.
Yeah, and at least he just puts it out there. Yes, we want more money. Period.
Platinum filters. It sounds important, Tom.
All about more money.
I mean, seriously, it creates jobs. This is why we need to give tax breaks to the rich, because when he needs platinum filters, somebody has to mine that platinum, which means we have a bunch of people over in Africa that can dig down and get it for like, what, 5 cents an hour, really? And then they bring it up, okay? And then we got to pay for, security guys to make sure nobody steals it. And they cost about 15 cents an hour. And then we have to ship it all the way over here. That creates jobs. See? It's how it trickles down, man.
Oh, man.
So I guess we haven't solved the ongoing labor crisis in the NFL.
No. Hopefully they'll get something done.
Mickey Mouse is going to step in.
Oh, hey. I'm going to completely switch gears here and talk about Jen Sturger.
Oh, my favorite.
Yes. She is hot.
She is hot.
She is. She definitely.
She's just a piece of candy.
Yeah.
She really is. She's the thing that you put in the window.
She's a hard body.
So am I sometimes when I'm looking at pictures of her on Google.
Too much information.
Seriously, I suck in my gut when I look at pictures of her. I think, oh, shit, it's just a picture.
You know, she received the now infamous text of Brett Favre's junk, and she was on Good Morning America a couple of weeks ago, and she was she was a Jets employee, what they called a game day hostess.
What the hell is a game day hostess, Tom?
What
the hell is that? Sounds like a fluffer for all the rich guys in the Sky Suite.
Well, I think Brett Favre had decided what his definition was.
Yeah, I guess he should have. Wait, really? Game day hostess? She's a hooker. She goes around and, the owner in his little baseball cap says, you go over to that guy. He owes me a,
right.
We're trying to get a deal done with that guy. Go over and fix him up, Game day hostess. Look, you know what? When I go to a football game, right, the closest thing I see to a game day hostess is the Mexican woman saying, ¿qué? When I say, 4 beers! 4 cuatro biro! And then I say, ¿qué? When I say 4 beers, and she says, $50.
She got all this going on with Favre, which was just became a huge story in sports, and she wants her life back.
Oh, she wants her life back.
Yeah, listen to this.
I just want my life back. That's all I'm asking for. To be able to go back to work, to be able to go back to enjoy doing what I do.
Which is what?
Entertaining people, making people laugh. The hardest part about this whole thing is that I am a ridiculous person. I love to entertain people and to say crazy things.
And you feel
and
like
I can't be that person.
Until you tell your story, until it's all out there, it's not a safe place. No. Nothing you can joke about.
No.
Oh my God.
What, she making loves, people laugh?
She said she loves to entertain people and say ridiculous things. Yeah, here's what she says that's ridiculous. That's the ridiculous thing she likes to say while she's entertaining people.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Jets game. Hey, a funny thing happened to me on the escalator up here to the Sky Suite. I want to welcome everybody. Tip your bartenders and waitresses.
You're right.
That's right. I'm Jen Sturger. I'll be here all week. What does she do? She's a game day hostess, entertaining people and making them laugh.
What is that? I wonder what that pays.
Oh, it probably plays quite well. It pays quite well, I'm sure. I'm sure that there are very stringent qualifications for the job.
All right, well, here, and she's talking to...
We should send Jen from Columbus to apply for that job. If we had a budget, boy, we'd do that. We'd send her over there to see if she could get
yes,
the job.
Yes, definitely. anyway, she gets all emotional here.
Oh no!
Yeah,
is she
of course,
Tom Brady?
Because she's been called a home wrecker.
Oh no!
How is that? You receive a picture of some guy's dick, and that makes you a home wrecker.
Well, if she didn't look so damn good, or you know, this woman's husband wouldn't be sending pictures of his dick around. Right? She asked for it.
You have cleavage. You're a home wrecker.
That's right. You filthy, good-looking, beautiful woman. You.
Okay. So here she's going to talk about that, and she's talking. By the way, she's talking to George. Stephanopoulos.
It's George Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, Mr. Snuff. Right. Oh, hello.
Our next guest on Sesame Street is Jen Sturger.
I would like a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And I'll text you a picture of my penis.
Yeah, no,
here we go.
I didn't want it to get out. I dealt with it, and it was over. The story comes out, and it's like someone punches you in the stomach. Because before, when you dealt with it by yourself. You kept quiet. But then when everybody knows, when it's out there in the public like that, there's this perception of you that people automatically start to think, oh, she's a gold digger, she's a home wrecker. And I'm none of those things. I've never met the man.
She's never met the man, John.
Everybody knows I've seen a picture of his dick. Oh, God. So have the rest of us, stupid. So have the rest of us. You know what? I've seen pictures of your head photoshopped on some amazing things, Jen. You know, I mean, come on. People know. They look at her and say, oh, there's the woman that looks at dick pictures.
Well, here she says she was not flattered. She was not flattered by the text messages.
But that's got to be something. He's the big star. He's it.
It wasn't flattering, if that's what you're implying.
No?
No. He's married. And more than anything, I feel like it was intimidating than anything else.
Why answer?
Why answer? I consulted several people. Every single one of them gave me the exact same answer. They said, well, if you like your job and you want to keep it, I suggest you just be quiet.
Didn't you send him a text saying, if this is you, smile at me?
No, I don't really recall.
You don't really recall? No, bullshit. You do not get a text from Brett Favre of his penis and then right. not recall whether or not you replied. Sorry.
I fell on the floor. I woke up sometime later. There was a fireman patting my hand. I don't know what happened.
Oh, shit.
I saw his penis and blacked out.
All right, of course, we talked about this when, and you know, the picture of the penis came out. And of course, you know, Deadspin.com had the pictures. They can't prove that it's Brett Favre because it's just a picture of the penis. It's not a picture of Brett Favre with, you know, it's just the penis.
I think the court of public opinion has figured out that that's Brett Favre's dick.
But here she said she has no idea how he got the texts and the pictures.
You confided in this blogger. How did he get the texts and the pictures and the voicemails?
I have no idea. That's something you'd have to talk to them about.
You did not give the texts, the voicemails, the pictures to the blogger?
No.
You did not take money for them?
No. I haven't made a dime off anything in this whole situation. That was never an intention of mine.
He's reported that he paid $12,000 to a third party for them. And I think a lot of people wonder, how could someone else, a third party, get your texts and voicemails and those pictures?
I shared them with individuals when I was asking for advice, but that's it.
But that's it. Oh, you shared them with individuals, but that's it. So I can't imagine how they got those pictures. Now, is $12,000, does that seem low? That's the going rate for a picture of Brett Favre's penis?
Oh, goddamn. She put it on Facebook. Hey, guys, what do you think of this? $12,000 to a third party, Tom. There's a guy in an alley. Hey, I got pictures of Brett Favre's dick. You got the picture?
Yeah.
$12,000. You got the money?
Slide the briefcase over here.
Now how do I know this is Favre's dick? You don't, sucker.
What's he going to do? He's going to taste the picture.
Look, the hair color matches.
Oh, goddamn. He gets killed, and it's a dick deal gone bad.
You know what? We got to call this girl.
We must, because I'll tell you what, we're getting just stupid over this shit.
This is ridiculous. Wow.
I'm having too much fun, Tom.
I thought this story was dead and gone. I thought it was, it became nothing. But there she is on Good Morning America, and she's suing her lawyer or her agent.
You can imagine if she was on Regis.
You say it was his dick! Brett Favre's dick? How could it be? How could you tell it was his dick? Did it have a helmet?
Is she...
You can see him slapping his knees sitting on that stool. Oh, God.
Did you say she's suing her agent?
Yeah, she is. She's suing her agent because of some ridiculous thing. Her agent broke an agreement to agree.
Uh-huh.
And she says it's because she didn't have an independent counsel look it over before she signed it.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't realize this was such a bad deal.
All right,
deal.
Well, let's ask her about it. Hold on. Let's get her on the phone. Let's just find out.
Ask her what a game day host this is.
Yeah, no shit. I want to know.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jen Sturger?
Yes. You're not going to send me a picture of anything, are you?
No. This is John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Good. Aaron Roberts warned me about people like you, and she told me that if I had to call the police to make sure that I knew that she was my friend.
Well, no, we saw you on Good Morning America. We do a show about the NFL.
Oh,
I thought we talked to you before. Yes, you looked fantastic.
I think we've talked before.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Did we have sex?
Not yet.
Then we must have just talked.
Yes, it was on the phone.
That's the way it was. Yes, that's how I remember. If I don't have sex, then we must have just talked.
Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick. You were the New York Jets. They said you were the game day hostess. What does that mean? What is a game day hostess?
Oh, a game day hostess is an attractive young lady who maintains a presence in the owner's suite and select luxury boxes.
Okay. Well, what do you do?
Hang on. A game day hostess duties include making drinks for the owner's rich friends, laughing at their jokes, bouncing my boobs and wiggling my butt, shutting up during the game, and other assorted tasks.
Oh, because we were thinking maybe you just offered sex.
Oh, no. Only oral.
Oh.
Only oral, and I do that most of the game, really. That's probably my number one duty is the oral, especially when the Jets are winning. I hardly ever see the field. I'm serious. I don't know whose team I play. The only way I know what colors the team is because that's the kind of panties they give me to wear.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the Brett Favre stuff.
Okay. I just want my life back, Tom. I don't want to talk about Brett Favre all the time. That's all anybody ever thinks about me. They walk down the street and they say, there she is, there's that girl that looked at Brett Favre's penis. I know they're thinking that.
No. Actually, I was wondering, what did you think of the penis?
Oh, I didn't really think much of it. I mean, you know, when you've seen as many of them as I have, for God's sakes, they all look the same. It looks like a thumb, except it's got a wrinkle around the top.
Do you wish Favre had been single?
No. Brett Favre, you know, I don't wish he was single. It's not a matter of that. Look, there's no way that anybody is going to flatter me by sending me a picture of their penis. The only way that you're going to be able to do anything with me with that penis, Mr. Favre, is if you're in the owner's box and the boss tells me to go and see you.
Well, what about when you're not at work? I mean, wouldn't that have been fun to go out dating Brett Favre?
I'm not allowed. When I'm not at work, I have to go sit in my room.
Oh.
I have to sit in my room and I have to think of ways to look sexy on the internet without actually showing my tits.
Okay.
I mean, really, Tom, you know, my agent, he's such a dick. He took the photo and he won't give it back. That photo's my whole book, dude. That's my income for the next 20 years.
So that's why you're suing your agent.
That's right. I mean, geez, you know, girls got to cash in. You get a superstar quarterback, sends you a picture of your penis, whatever. You got to get some money for it, right? I mean, I've been wrong. I've been violated. I had to go on Good Morning America. Do you know how hard that is? Those people are stupid.
Yeah.
They're not smart. And it's very difficult for a person like me to dumb it down for them.
For George?
I had to talk to George Snuffleupagus and I didn't like it at all. He was not at all what I expected because I thought he was going to be a big hairy elephant that was lovable and cuddly, and he was not. He was a little tiny runt that kept trying to look at my skirt.
Well, have you ever by any chance had a pet that was eaten by a coyote?
No, but you know what? I've heard that's the vogue thing to do if you want to get in a bunch of B-movies out in Hollywood. And after I'm finished with my book and my lawsuit, maybe that's what I'll do. I'll get a Lhasa Apso, and I'll bathe it in ketchup, and I'll leave it out in the backyard.
Okay.
With any luck, the Easter coyote will come and take it and leave me a career.
Well, listen, you said you love to entertain people.
I do. I do, Tom. I know how to tap dance.
You love to make people laugh.
I do. I think it's the most fun thing to make somebody laugh.
Yeah.
It is. It's fun. It's better than having to do with things I have to do with, like, oh, God, when the man from Oakland comes, he makes me put my tongue on his dirty panty, and I don't like it.
Oh.
That's why I want to write this book.
Would you like to entertain my good friend John and I?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Do you boys have money?
Yes.
That's what it takes. It takes lots of money. I am a game day hostess, you know.
Right.
That's right. I'm a professional.
Well, but see, there's no football right now. There's no football right now. So, I mean, how are you making money?
Well, I'm going to write this book, see, and that's how I'm going to make money. I've only got three things going for me, Tom. These two titties and that picture of Brett Favre's wiener. And if I don't show one thing, then I got to show the other two or nobody's ever going to buy my book.
Your book? I thought you hadn't made a dime off of this.
Oh, I'm not yet. Not yet. No. I haven't even got the advance rights to it yet. I've got to get Mrs. Favre to sign off the rights on the viewing of Brett Favre's penis.
All right, Jen. All right. Well, I hope you get everything worked out.
I do too, because otherwise they're going to stop asking me to come on Good Morning America. Next week, I'm going to see if I can get on Maury Povich. I think I'm going to find some black guy and say he's my baby daddy.
All right, Jen.
Bart Scott is my baby daddy.
Good luck with that. All right. You take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's about like talking to Robert Kraft or Al Davis right there. I mean,
they got, she's got nicer tits.
Oh, well, no question.
Absolutely. Al Davis, maybe, but they sag.
I tell you what, I think that Terrell Suggs would like to get her in the Baltimore Ravens locker room.
I think anybody would like to get her in just about any locker room, really. You know, anybody would try that one. Even Harvey Fierstein would go after that.
Oh, God, I'd hold my nose.
Well, I only say that because of this comment Terrell Suggs made about the Ravens locker room. Listen to this.
But, you know, it's still a very fun, loose locker room. I'm still banging Celine Dion.
What is that? Whoa. He's banging Celine Dion?
In the locker room? No mountains
too high. What? For you to
climb. Damn, the Ravens are loose, bud. All you
have to do. That's not edited.
I'm still banging Celine Dion. still banging Celine Dion.
There was no edit done there. I guarantee that. He said, I'm still banging Celine Dion.
I love him for his tiny teeth. And his massive gums.
Maybe she's in there with all of them with Ray Ray.
Let's get fired up to be banging the diva from Canada. Come on, everybody. Jump in on the gangbang. Let's get fired up. Let's get fired up.
Fizzle, for blizzle, and booyah.
Oh, damn.
I guess the Ravens are loose, man.
What time is this?
I can hear Ed Reed whispering in her ear,
I'm going to get to the bottom of you just like my brother did the Mississippi River.
Oh, no.
It's a bona fide Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. We're going to hell moment.
I'm still banging Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
All right. Let's see. What else we got here? We got email coming up, but I got a couple other things. Yeah, you know, I was on the message board, and people were like, well, there's just nothing to talk about right now. Look, there's always stuff to talk about. It might not always be related to the NFL, but there is always stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
We always have these parents who put their kids crying on YouTube. I just would never, ever do that to my kid. It is out there forever, okay? Do parents understand that? Once it's out on the net, it's there forever.
Yeah. Got to get those million hits. You know, that's why, like, you see these things where you see these fights now that break out in these restaurants or whatever. And these idiots, instead of anybody breaking it up or doing anything, they just videotape it and yell out the name of a website so that they can get a million hits.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, so this dad is a Red Sox fan. And his son, very little son, like 3 years old,
right,
says he loves the Yankees.
Now, how does this happen? Dad's got to be a jerk for a kid to rebel at 3 years old, dude.
You know, I didn't. Okay, first off, growing up, when I grew up watching football with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Steelers fan. All right. And I'm a Cowboys fan. And I have been since I was like 5 years old. And he never tried to force anything on me. Well, I didn't try to force anything on my son either. I just, I cheered. I was always watching the Cowboys. And as he got interested in football, he became a Cowboys fan with me.
You see, I was the opposite. My son, when he was born, his nursery was burgundy and gold. He had a pair of Redskins curtains.
Well, no, I did that. There's a giant, Emmett Smith on the wall in my son's room.
Oh,
has been for years.
I mean, from the time he was an infant. Dude, I can remember, you know how they say you should talk to, you know, you should talk to her belly and listen. I was singing Hail to the Redskins. There's no way, man. I'm telling you, I would rather my son tell me he was a cock-smoking homo than tell me he was a Cowboy fan.
Oh, God, that was pretty gruff.
All right, anyway.
I was taking no chance.
Here, let's play the clip. Let me play the clip of this guy and his kid. This is just wrong.
Nicholas doesn't and Christopher doesn't. We love the Red Sox.
But they love the Yankees.
You're on your own. You're on your own, pal.
I want to love the Yankees. I love
the Yankees. Don't make the kid cry.
I'm not making him cry. He's making himself cry.
I'm ready.
Repeat after me. I love the Red Sox.
No, Andy, I don't like the Red Sox.
Okay, then you're going to have to find a new place to live.
Oh, man. Jeez. You're going to have to find a new place to live.
To a three-year-old.
Wow.
Look, this kid's lucky he didn't take him outside. Hey, you know what we do to Yankee fans around here? he's probably taking all his toys out and crushing them, smashing them.
Wait, wait till that guy gets drunk tonight, the dad.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's hold on. Let me play that again.
Nicholas doesn't and Christopher doesn't. We love the Red Sox.
But they love the Yankees.
You're on your own. You're on your own, pal.
I want to love the Yankees. I love
He's making himself cry.
What is that? He's making himself cry.
Repeat after me. I love the Red Sox.
No, Andy, I don't like the Red Sox.
Okay, then you're going to have to find a new place to live.
Oh, my God.
I'm not making him cry. He's making himself cry. Look, here, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Huh? Why are you hitting yourself? He's three small. Hey, why are you kicking yourself? You're kicking yourself in the nose. What are you doing that for?
Sad.
Oh, it's like the great Santini teaching baseball.
You know? Sad.
God, what a jackass. Typical Red Sox fan.
Yep.
We didn't win shit for 150 years, so I'm going to lord it over everybody I can, including my three-year-old son. You know, his dad probably called him up. Hey, that was wicked smart, boy. Good job.
Oh, man.
Saw the video on the YouTube there. Wicked good job. He sounds like that Tom Brady crying there.
Oh, man.
Suing the Patty Boys, that crybaby faggot. Oh, boy.
So much stuff going on.
Yeah, you know, the thing is we must have a lot of new listeners, which is great. We love you. Hey, hi, how you doing? But, man, I've gotten so much email over the last 2 months wondering whether we've died, whether or not we're on strike with the lockout, whether or not we're thrown out, whether we've been shut down, all this stuff. No, we always take off this time of year. And, frankly, I haven't had a chance to do cartoons because I've been so damn busy. But I will say this.
We tell this story every show.
We do. But I will say this. There will be some Bang cartoon material to see, but it won't be a Bang cartoon. I'm doing some cartoons in a professional sense, and when they're ready, I'll put the link up. But they won't be what you're used to.
Oh, real quick, I want to say F the United States government. They suck.
No, oh, again.
F the oil companies. They suck.
Well, what else is no?
You F the rich people. They suck.
No, yeah, they do. They're sucking us all dry.
And F guys who wear big sweaters and tuck them into their jeans. You look fucking stupid. Stop that.
You do. What the hell is that? I mean, seriously. What's next, dude? Are guys going to start wearing onesies? They're going to start making onesies for men?
Onesies.
You know, with the little snaps down by your balls. You could get one in team colors. Dude, I swear to God, there's this guy I played tennis with who's got a gut, man. He's not like a small dude. I mean, he's not a big fat guy. But his shirt stays perfectly tucked in all the time, and I swear he wears a onesie. There's no way.
Oh. Anyway. All right. So we got a lot of email?
Yeah, we got a few.
All right. What do we got?
We got a few. We'll start from the most recent, which came in today. Yesterday, from Colin. Dudes, why is Don Shula such a whiny maxi pad? What a great question.
What?
Why is Don Shula such a whiny maxi pad? It's almost like it's a riddle and we have to wait till the next show before he sends us the answer.
What did he whine about? Did I miss something?
I'm in my 80s. I whine about everything. It's hard to pee, for God's sakes.
All right.
I have to stand there and tell myself it was perfect, 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 and then finally it trickles out. All right, let's see. We got a donation from Bernie. Hey, Bernie, Bernard, in Indonesia.
Indonesia? What kind of money do they have there?
He sent me $20 U.S. I don't know if that means he had to give up a bunch of banana leaves or something at the post office. I don't know. But I don't know what kind of currency they use in Indonesia. I know in parts of the Philippines they use, like, you know, 14-year-old girls.
I don't know, but apparently they've got valuable water that Jerry has brought in.
Yeah, really. No.
Isn't that where he said he got his water?
Maybe he got them from, you know, the Bernard Trading Company.
Right.
Maybe that's how he could afford to send us a donation because he got a windfall. Been sending this stupid guy a bunch of water. So thanks, man. Thanks a lot. Everybody else, push the button like Bernie. For God's sakes, man, he's over in Indonesia. If he can push the button, you can push the button. And if you're listening to us in a nuclear missile silo, don't fucking listen to me. Don't push any damn buttons. All right? You just sit there. All right. Colin writes again. Hey, Bang. Now, this was a month ago almost. Colin, Bang, since we're in a lockout, do you think Chad Ochocinco will start training at the Charles Hadley Pool to compete against Michael Phelps? If he beats him, he'll tie the amount of wins the Bengals would have this year. Damn, this must be a Browns fan. He's talking shit about the Bengals, saying they won't have any wins.
You know, in Liberty City, I was a three-time Charles Hadley Poole champ.
Right. Look, man, the only thing I have to say about swimming at the moment is right now here in America, there's a commercial for Snickers in which a bunch of guys in Speedos dive into a pool and do the backstroke in caramel, and it is the most disgusting effing commercial ever, and it makes me never want to eat Snickers again. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Right.
All right, good friend John Tilliard calling in from across the pond, Tom. John Tilliard getting ready for the wedding of the century up there. The royal wedding is going to happen right in John's backyard, from what I understand. He is going to host it. It's been a big secret, but it's going to happen at John's house. Right? Doesn't he have, I think he's having the reception there.
Uh-huh.
All right. John writes in, someone said to me today that he thinks Roger Goodell is the worst commissioner in NFL history. Personally, I think that's crazy. I don't know how you could think Roger Goodell is the worst commissioner in NFL history. I know Roger Goodell is the worst commissioner in NFL history. There we go. John with a little wordplay there. He doesn't think he knows it. He knows it.
Yes, he definitely is.
John's all excited because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are once again going to play at Wembley Stadium next year.
Thanks to Roger Goodell.
Yeah, if there's football. Hey, they finally get a good game, man. They get the Bucks and the Bears. They finally don't, you know, have to watch the 49ers and the Dolphins and crap like that.
Well, didn't they just have the Buccaneers?
Yeah, but they had the Buccaneers when they were a three-win football team.
Right, right.
You know, this year they've got the Bucks and the Bears, two teams that were 10-win teams last year. Right.
Right.
Bears were in the playoffs. Let's see. John Harris writes in, hey, did you hear about Bob Sanders? He's now a San Diego Charger. However, he will be out for the season because he was injured on the flight over.
Right.
Ah, San Diego signing another big name, nothing. Let's see. So the Eagles trophy case is empty. This is Kevin, our friend over in Sweden, head coach of the Mighty Copperheads. So the Eagles trophy case is empty, huh? Not anymore. Little Jeffrey Lurie won an Oscar. Did you know that?
What?
He won an Oscar. I knew he had something to do with movies. That's where he made his money. He was a producer or something. So I guess he had something to do with one of these movies that won an Oscar this year.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. He says, did Danny Boy ever win an Oscar? An Emmy? Did Jerry Jones ever win a Grammy? I don't think so. Proud day for Eagle fans everywhere. This must be what they meant by the gold standard. See, this is just going to give more fuel to Joe Banner's fire, dude.
Yeah. Did Rooney ever win an Oscar? I've got an Oscar.
Yeah, he has his four Super Bowl trophies or six Super Bowl trophies, but he doesn't have an Oscar. Right. Now, here's the thing. So what?
Right, I don't give a shit.
Big fucking deal. Danny made a movie about the Nazis with Tom Cruise. Top that. There you go. That's a big blockbuster. Although that movie wasn't very good. You know, the thing I hate about Germans in the movies, when they have German Nazis and things like that, why do they make them talk like this? Why do they do this? Why do they give me some feel of realism as if that's how they really spoke? Jeez, either have them speak German or speak English, for God's sake. One or the other. It's like, why do the Romans in movies always speak with a British accent? You ever notice?
Yeah.
No, I don't know why. They're goddamn Italians. They should be in there. Hey, yo, you're the gladiator. Get up out there and fight for the tiger. Put the Christian in there. Put it against the lion. You know, that's how they should be. All right, Tom. And to close everything out, we have a letter that came in back in February from one Roger Goodell.
Oh.
Who John Tilliard has named the worst commissioner in NFL history. Roger Goodell writes in, hey, why are you guys so hard on me? You don't know how hard it is to be the NFL commissioner. Not only am I stuck in the middle of 32 rich and powerful old white guys. Isn't there one woman?
Does Georgia Frontier?
I thought she died, but I thought there was another one.
York was, in involved. San Francisco?
Yeah. Sure, that's not just a tranny?
Well, I think that's Ed D's sister or something. I don't know.
Could be a trick.
I don't care.
He's not very good. All right, let's see here. Not only am I stuck in the middle of 32 rich and powerful old white guys, but about 19, 20 very large and angry black men and 100 million nervous fans. But I got to keep Ben Roethlisberger 50 miles away from college towns and high schools and had to cancel Brett Favre's Sprint account. Do you know they charged $200 for breaking a cell phone contract? That was a pain since Brent never carries a wallet in his Wranglers. Every morning I have to get a goddamn Michael Vick taking a crap on my lawn, telling me if I let him have a dog, it wouldn't be so messy. But he just won't listen while I tell him that the NFL didn't arrest him. It's nobody else's fault but his own. It's good to be home, though.
Anything is better than a week with Jerry Jones. I heard about that helicopter one more time. I was going to have Joe Buck yank Trey Aikman out of the closet in front of the world. Just between us, I think he wanted me up there to get me drunk and try to get me to sign a deal to keep the Super Bowl in town. Anyway, my Valentine is calling me. Gork wants smoosh smoosh.
Oh, my God.
From Commissioner Goodell. I thought that was very nice.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well,
nice of him to check
in. This is what I'll tell you, Roger. You're a greedy bastard. Stop effing with the league.
You know, he's just doing what they want. But this bullshit about changing the rules to, oh, my God, these kickoff rules.
I saw, yeah, you know, and I didn't, actually, it's funny because, you know, they moved. It doesn't make any sense. They moved, the kickoffs used to be at the 35.
Yeah.
They moved it back, or they moved
to,
it
to get
back,
more play.
Huh?
To get more returns.
Yeah.
Right.
For more excitement.
Right.
Well, now they're moving it back to the 35.
Because there's too many hits.
Because they want to cut down on injuries. Once again, pussifying the league. It's football.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They're getting too worried about these players suing them for injuries, right? Because they don't want to pay the old players that have given their lives to this thing. They don't want to try to compensate them or give them any kind of medical plan. So now they have to be able to make sure that they're not open for any kind of liable lawsuits after they're done playing and they have brain damage.
You know, they got all that money.
Mm-hmm.
All
these guys willingly play this game.
Friggin' money, and it's just Jesus.
What did Ray Lewis scream at that official in front of the microphone that time?
I'm playing fucking football. Yeah.
When he got called for something for a penalty, for what? For playing football?
Right.
Yeah. Really, you're killing it, man. You're killing it.
Stop.
The price keeps going up, and the quality keeps going down.
Sorry, Roger. Prove us wrong.
Yep, you suck, Roger. You suck, Roger. You suck.
And you know, the rules aside, that doesn't have anything. Mm-hmm. That's completely separate from the fact that you're putting games in London. You're taking games away from fans. I know. John right. Tilliard's thrilled. He gets to go see his Buccaneers. But you know, you got a local fan base. You want them to buy tickets to the games, and then you take the game away from them. And
well, not only that, but you've got people that count on that week's worth of money, man.
Yeah, you hurt the local economy every time you do that. You're talking about putting a Super Bowl overseas? Get the hell out of here.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, that's outrageous to put a Super Bowl overseas. No offense to folks overseas, but Jesus Christ, you know? No way. It belongs here. This is our game, and I'm not trying to sound, you know, exclusive to anybody like that, but this is where the Super Bowl should be played. Fans from other places... What are you gonna put one in Japan? They don't know when to cheer. You know, the referee will call timeout. They'll all be on their feet banging those bang sticks together. Till an earthquake comes and washes them all away.
I mean, as far as the discipline, stepping up the disciplinary action like he did, you know, suspending mm-hmm. players for screwing up. I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, I understand you don't want a league full of thugs. None of us do.
Image-wise, I have no problem with what he's done.
Right.
I really don't.
But don't.
And, you know, when you take a look at a guy like Pac-Man Jones, where you had so much controversy, dude, he's out of the news now.
Yeah.
That dude just plays football now.
Yeah.
I credit Deion Sanders as far as I'm concerned.
So, I
think
mean,
I'm kidding, don't you?
You know, just don't hurt our game, man. Don't hurt the reason we love the game. See, I don't, like I've said before, I don't think that guy can relate to us as fans. I don't think he's passionate about the game the way we are. I don't think he understands why we love the game and all the things we love about the game and the drama and all of it, the hits. And
I don't
the,
think you know, he cares.
I don't think you he. Know, well, I just I, don't think he gets it. I think probably in his mind, he thinks he's doing something good, and you know, we reduce the injuries. We want to create the family atmosphere, but that's not why we love the game.
No. It's not, but I'm telling you, man, it's not just him. It's these 32 people, and they're sitting there looking at their potential lawsuit liabilities for injuries, because this is a big issue, man, for these older players. This is a big issue of the sustaining injuries and shorter lifespans that these guys are suffering, and the fact that the NFL doesn't want to kick in a dime. That's big, and eventually what's going to happen is to force the issue, somebody's going to sue them.
Right.
You know, for millions and shmillions of dollars. Right. And if you have 1,000 players suing them all for a shgillion dollars, that's a big cost that they have to worry about.
Sure.
So now instead of doing anything like letting them play football, they say, it's the same thing like when they won't let kids play kickball. I was reading about that this week, some damn township up in New York or something like that. No kickball. And everybody's, the government. It's not the government, you idiots. It's you people that sue every time your kid gets hit in the back with a kickball. You know, that's who fucking causes this shit. Insurance rates are high because of liability.
that you caused.
Right.
Anyway, now I'm getting all preachy.
So that was it for email?
That was it for email. I got to go out on Roger Goodell. Boy, that leaves a sour taste.
Okay. I know, like I said, it's been a couple months. It will not be 2 months before our next one. We will be, we're usually about monthly at this time once we get going until we get into July, and then it'll be every couple, 3 weeks, and you know, it'll build up as we get closer to the season. But we're here, we're alive, and eventually John's going to make another cartoon.
Yeah. I will. I promise I will. It's just, you know, been busy as hell. The economic crunch is kicking everybody's ass.
Good luck to everybody in the draft. I don't even really care about the draft. You know, I just don't, because you never know what you're going to get. I mean, everybody's like, oh, look, Dallas got Dez Bryant. And now that everybody's going, oh, look, Dallas has got Dez Bryant. He's a problem. You know, I don't know if he really is. I mean, it might be blown completely out of proportion. You know, as long as he's on the field come opening day catching touchdowns, I don't give a shit about the jewelry and the pants and all that.
Man, he rules the food court. Him and his boys, they run the Panda Express. You kidding me? Mr. Maul. You see that jewelry hanging on him, man? You see that bling? You know he's the shit. And if you don't believe he's the shit, he's going to pull his pants almost all the way down to his knees and make you believe it. Yo, man, why the mall cops be hassling me, yo? Don't they be know who I be? Ha ha, he's your player.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be back around to do it soon, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Oh, I found one of our new Vauxhall Griffin editions.
Yes. What comes as standard?
Standard? Well, alloy wheels, sat-nav, aircon, DAB radio, Bluetooth, smartphone projection and USB connection.
Wow. Is that everything?
Sorry, forgot the colour touchscreen.
Buy a new Griffin edition, Adam, Astra, Corsa or Mokka X Plus and get a whole host of features as standard. The Griffin edition range. All Griffin, no bull. Visit your nearest retailer now. Vauxhall. British brand since 1903. Participating retailers only. Limited units while stocks last.
To advertise the McCafe range from McDonald's, we could use the silkiest, smoothest, sensualist voice to deliver a silky, sensual voiceover about the smoothness of the Arabica beans in our coffee, drawing comparisons between the voiceover and the smooth, sensual silkiness of said beans. We could do all that.
But we don't. What we do is use freshly ground Arabica beans and organic milk. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.